Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
We're having a blast here this morning in Kilkenny. It's wonderful to see so many people out and about. We're on the River Nore. We're looking up at the castle. And you know what? It's time to talk tourism. Tourism is probably the lifeblood of Kilkenny. It's something that they got very good at here many years ago. I think largely because this was never really a heavy industrial city. It was built on tourism. The shop fronts were curated, they were looked after. And people in Kilkenny, I believe, got tourism before many others in many other countries, in many other towns and cities across the country. So, with that in mind, I want to welcome three guests to the show. The first one is Sheena Dignam. She's the founder and owner of Kilkenny Food Tours. You're very welcome to the programme, Sheena.
Thanks, William.
Also joining us is Colin Ahern. He's the general manager of the Ormond Hotel. He's also the co-chair of the Kilkenny DEDP, that's the Destination Experience Development Plan, which we're going to talk about in a second. And also joining us is a publican, he's a vintner's man, he's Anthony Morrison, and he's the owner of Christie's Bar there up in Patrick Street. He's the former chair of the Vintners Federation of Kilkenny. So you're all very welcome to the programme, and I don't know, maybe we might start with you, Colin. You've been in the city for a long time now, starting here, and I remember you when you were here back, 20 years plus ago?
20 years ago, Bobby. Yeah. You were in the New Park. Look, it's been a rock and roll journey, all right. We've had so many different challenges and ups and downs over the last 20 years, between ash clouds and between economic crashes and COVID and all that. I was speaking to the owners of the hotel a couple of months ago, and they were saying, like, are you kind of bad luck, Colin, with all these things that kind of have come through over the years? But we got through all of them, in Kilkenny in particular, and what I was most impressed with by living here and seeing the businesses was how well everyone worked together and how innovative all the businesses were to continue going.
Yeah, and I have first-hand experience of how involved people like the council are, the business community, the various tourism interests. There always is a sort of a collegial work together, which means that collectively it's a very powerful entity.
You got it there in your intro in terms of, you know, what works so well here is the cooperation between whether it's the local authority, private enterprise, Fáilte Ireland. Everyone works together, and that started 30, 40 years ago with your dad and with the Langtons and with the Phelans and the Brennans and all those people that were involved in tourism getting Kilkenny on that journey 40 years ago. And we're now in a situation whereby we have, you know, a relatively mature tourism economy, you know, maybe more so than other towns and cities around us. And we're changing our tourism dynamic from one that was predominantly, you know, Irish domestic leisure 20 years ago to one that's not so dependent on that now. We're seeing a lot more business tourism, a lot more, you know, we have at the moment a mini-series being shot in Kilkenny for Channel 5, and that's a budget somewhere in the region of 4 or 5 million that's bringing, you know, hundreds of thousands of euros to the Kilkenny economy. So it's been a great journey.
Okay, let's welcome Anthony Morrison, owner of Christie's Bar. Anthony, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell me about the pub and the pub in Kilkenny particularly. Destination, short stays, weekends. I'm not going to say the dreaded words that you don't want to hear, but youthful people coming down here for special occasions, wanting to have a few drinks. They're very welcome here, are they not?
Oh yeah, look, Kilkenny we're best in class, thank God. I mean, the last 25 years, the pub culture has changed dramatically. The pubs had to evolve. If you didn't evolve, you were going to be left behind. And thank God, Kilkenny is probably the champion case. We have over 130 odd pubs in the greater city area, in town, county, and every one of them is surviving. We didn't lose as many as the national statistic would say. We're just a little bit above the curve. But yes, Kilkenny is a destination. It's the place to be. I mean, yeah. Obviously Stags and Hens come here. They're not the mainstay of our hospitality trade. We have families, business, local, international. So Kilkenny is the best in its class for a destination at the moment.
And if you talk to any American tourists, and again, I speak to many of them, the first thing that they'll say when they come to Ireland is that they want to visit an Irish pub. And you know, you can say what you like, but if that's what the primary interest is of the tourists coming here, you know, we've got to be careful that we have that to give them.
Yeah, and I think the government have a big responsibility there. You know, we are a cultural hub. We're very important both locally and internationally and nationally. So I think for the pub, and you've said it yourself, most people, when they come to Ireland, they come to see the pub. They come to be part of the pub. They want to feel what a traditional pub is. I can't even tell you what a traditional pub is anymore. We're so dynamic in everything we offer and everything we do, from, you know, the internet to the wagon wheel, as they say.
Yeah. How important are kind of, I suppose, the non-drink things? Food, the music, entertainment?
I think it's the full package now. The pub that just offers drink probably is to the left. You have to have a greater offering. And yeah, food, drink, company, conversation, they're all part of it. I think, especially in Kilkenny's case, we have... It's just the design of the city also as well for the Irish pub in Kilkenny City. We're nice, close, tight streets. You don't have to walk too far and you're into another hospitality setting. You know, it's a lovely town, lovely city, and it's great to be part of it, I suppose.
Right. Let's talk to Sheena Dignam, founder and owner of Kilkenny Food Tours. I believe this is a relatively new business.
Yes,
is that right,
Bobby. Yeah, I'm definitely the new kid on the block here. Yeah.
Well, tell us all about this wonderful initiative.
So we originally started our business over in Galway, where we employ 11 guides in the city. And
Whoa, sorry,
there's a bit of wind here.
It's okay. The backdrop just fell down on top of me. Nothing to worry about. We march on, bloody but unbowed.
Has the summer gone now? I don't know. So basically Kilkenny is a perfect spot for this food experience, where we connect the visitor coming to the city to the wonderful producers that we have, which are so many and so passionate. And what I really love about Kilkenny is so many independently run businesses, which is the backbone to any city and what we love to promote.
Okay, so my wife and my daughter recently were in, I think it was in San Sebastian, and they went on a food tour.
Yeah.
And there was about 12 people, and they said they were brought to 12 establishments, all with different food, with different beverage offerings, and said it was absolutely magnificent. So how do you go about firstly selecting where you go and who's part of your tour? And secondly, then, what kind of experience are you ultimately trying to give your guests?
I want to give an authentic, immersive experience. So I bring people to places that I understand the place that we go to, their ethos, what they're about, what they do day in and day out, and just relay that to the customer, to relay that to the guest. So whether they're going to Cake Face and trying some of wonderful Laura's gooseberry macaroons from her father's garden, you know, that's a story in itself, you know, and how they became to where they are today. You know, we have so many wonderful, you know, Goat's Bridge trout, for example.
I know, Mike. Again, another great business. But tell me this. So as a consumer or as a customer, what should I expect if I'm going on a food tour?
Well,
I won't come home hungry.
No, you're definitely fed and watered.
Right.
So
how many places will I get to see?
Six different venues, and they change depending on the time of day, etc. We want to run public tours. We run a lot of private tours. We also work with a lot of crafts here in Kilkenny, because there is such a huge craft piece here.
Okay.
So we work with a lot of Americans that would come that would learn how to do some pottery, and then we take them on a food tour, for example, or going on the boats here along the river in a food tour. There's a lot that we can offer that...
How long does it typically take?
Around 3 hours.
Nice.
Just enough time to be seen.
And would I be right in saying, because I see this in my new home place of Dunleary, where tourists coming in, even off the cruise ships, actually know what they're doing. They've done all their research. So online, if a tourist is coming to Kilkenny, would they have likely sought you out before they ever even get here?
Yes, well, because we've been established for 11 years in Galway, we work with a lot of travel agents that would already be recommending us through their company. And also, you know, I suppose, you know, there's been such a great support with the local chamber, the local businesses to support our new adventure that we're very blessed
okay.
to have that recognition.
Well, sounds great. So stay, keep doing what you're doing. Back to you, Colin. I said I'd ask you about the Destination Experience Development Plan. Can you just tell me what that is, first of all, and what it is you're trying to achieve?
Yeah, I suppose, look, there has been for a long number of years, you know, Kilkenny tourism, and that's been there to market Kilkenny to the nationally and internationally. And there has, as you've said, there's always been this great collaboration. So it's just formalising that, and it's about creating sustainable tourism experience products, you know, creating and assisting ones that are there, and creating layers of tourism so that when visitors come to Kilkenny, they've got more to do, so they can stay longer, and that's what it's all about. So the main stakeholders in tourism in Kilkenny, whether it's the council, Fáilte Ireland, hotels, all those businesses, the main decision.
And are you basically planning for setting out the products that you think will attract more tourists and give them a better experience? Is that ultimately the aim?
Yeah, creating new ones and helping current ones that are there. So, yeah. You know, there's been a huge investment in Kilkenny by Fáilte Ireland, for example, over the last 5 years, something in the region of 25 or 30 million. So it's about laying out the groundwork for that and making sure that it's been that money has been spent in a sustainable manner so that we have a really good tourism product here in Kilkenny for many years to come.
And can I ask you then about this year? How is tourism? How has it been? What are the numbers like? Are we getting many Americans? What about Indigenous tourism? What's the feeling on the ground?
From talking to my colleagues and from the information that's out there, it's been relatively flat on last year, which was relatively flat on 2024. But 2024 was a very, very good year.
Okay, so it's pretty good, is what
yeah,
you're
it is,
saying.
It is pretty good, and we're looking at quite a positive second half to the year. You know, we've a lot of business coming into Kilkenny because of the EU presidency, a lot of conferences and events that have to be outside Dublin had to be paired with OPW sites, and as you can imagine, one of the best OPW sites in the country is right behind us there. So there was a huge interest in bringing EU visitors to Kilkenny in the second half of the year. So that's going to be a great boost to our economy. So yeah, no, I think the outlook for 2026 will be relatively strong. I think, you know, 2027 would probably may have been a bit of a worry, but I think the Ryder Cup is going to be just absolutely massive for us.
Yeah, okay. So what about your own thoughts, Anthony? Business is brisk. Yeah. You were saying
it's challenging, but again, it's not.
Is it challenging on the cost front or on the turnover side?
I think it's challenging on every front,
yeah.
From the cost base to the cost of living to the cost of doing business. But again, like Colin said, we're 40 years trying to make
this. You're not complaining.
No, we're 40 years trying to make this space. Our forefathers before us set Kilkenny on a trajectory. It's our job just to keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going, pass it on to the next generation, we'll be all right. You know, you got to fight your battles.
When you look at maybe Kilkenny down the road in 10, 15, 20 years' time, is it about preserving what's good and what we have and getting it access to more people? Or is there need for anything radical? Would you change anything majorly about this city?
No, I wouldn't. Look, like I said, we are a medieval town. I think we've a couple of good points of sale. We should champion them. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to enjoy it a bit more and look after it. And I think for the next generation coming through, I'm sure they'll face challenges, but they'll have innovations too.
Yeah.
We just can't see it. You know, things will evolve to suit.
Sheena, in terms of the weather, as the rain has now, the rain, just to give you an update, folks, the rain has started and I'm absolutely soaked here as I speak to you. There's water running down my back, but these are the things that we do. We drive on, we march on. But let's talk about the weather, Sheena, in terms of does that affect your business? So if things like this happen today,
yeah,
would you get cancellations?
No, not because people are mentally prepared
just
that
put
it
on
will
a raincoat and
absolutely,
get on with it.
And they're told, you know, wear a raincoat, wear an umbrella, bring an umbrella. You might need it, you might not. You might get sunburnt, you might get a hailstone. You never know what's going to happen.
When you look forward to the business now, in terms of, I know as you say, you're sort of embryonic in that you're just starting out here in Kilkenny.
Yeah.
What's your vision for the growth of the business? How many tour guides would you have?
So
what are your aspirations?
At the moment, we have one full-time tour guide that is based here. And if I'm looking at Galway, is the same potential as Kilkenny. I think we're medieval cities. We have a really strong food culture here. And in Galway, I employ 11 guides full-time. So I think that I can bring this to Kilkenny. Hopefully, it
How
will take me a bit.
How long did you say you're going in Galway?
So 12 years now.
12 years,
yeah,
okay.
So well
and
established.
Started small, with just yourself,
just me,
probably?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, working full-time in Kai Restaurant and then kind of like on the weekends doing the food tours and then building up from there.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Now, as the rain belts down, I want to just bring back in Colin Ahern. Colin, if you look at the future of the city, somebody who's very central to what's happening from a tourism perspective, even with your own business, what would you like, or what would you change, or would you change anything?
The challenge isn't what we do. The challenge for Kilkenny is what our competitors are doing. So, you know, everyone's getting better and everyone's catching up. And when I speak to colleagues around the country, they're envious of what we do here now, but they're all watching what we're doing and they're copying what we're doing. So, you know, it's from my point of view, we need to keep diversifying, we need to keep creating, we need extra layers like an onion, we need to keep adding on to what we have so that people will come here and stay longer. The southeast of Ireland is still the poor man's relation in terms of tourism. We still only get 20% of the visitors. We still only get 15% of the spend in Ireland. You know, the Wild Atlantic Way is, you know, still the bowman of everything that happens here. So we have so much to do. We've reached 50% of our potential in Kilkenny and probably 30 or 40% in the southeast. So where it will go to is, in my opinion, is that, you know, Kilkenny and the southeast will start working better together, Waterford, Wexford and Kilkenny, and creating a destination and a larger destination. Mm. Because the bigger we are, the more sustainable we'll be.
Okay. Well, look, it really is a fascinating city. It's one, as I say, I'm privileged to have a little bit of insight knowledge to what goes on here. I know that everybody here works desperately hard to give the tourist a great experience. So well done to you all. Thanks to my guests, Sheena Dignam, the founder and owner of Kilkenny and indeed Galway Food Tours, Colin Ahern, the GM of the Ormond Hotel and the co-chair of Kilkenny DEDP, and Anthony Morrison, owner of the great Christie's Bar up there on Patrick Street and a former chair of the Vintners Federation. Thank you for joining us.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.